I'm Wicked Ashlyn, and I play by my own rules. Want to get to know the woman behind the mic? Visit wickedashlyn.com. Connect, play games, maybe even spoil me a little. But whatever you do, don't miss a single episode. Subscribe now, because things are about to get a lot hotter. Thursdays are transforming into Dirty Talk with Ashlyn, streamy stories, listener confessions, your naughtiest fantasies unleash. Subscribe now, and let's play.
Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Embrace your hidden desires as I plunge you into a world of darkness and delicious surrender. My stories will twist and turn, blurring the lines between fantasy and your deepest cravings. I'm Mistress Wicked Ashlyn, and I'll be your Dom. Submit to my voice and your wickedest fantasies. Glory ho, first timer by your toy. I'm not sure where my interest came from. I think it has something to do with finding my dad's porn collection when I was younger. I remember one day I was watching this girl suck this beautiful cock on tape. Suddenly I became so curious as to what a cock in my mouth would feel like. I didn't find it dirty. Well, not in a negative way, or disgusting. From then on, whenever I watched porn, I couldn't keep my eyes off the cocks. It just became my infatuation. All I could think about was having one sliding in and out of my mouth. Since I wasn't gay and knew this to be very true, no question at all, meeting guys face to face was difficult. After many uncomfortable encounters, I found what changed my life. Glory holes. One day, I just happened to stumble into a dirty video store, got some tokens, sat down, and noticed the hole in the wall. The smell of sex was everywhere and was totally intoxicating. I quit paying attention to the hole and found a channel that was nothing but cum shots, my favorite. I pulled my pants down and started stroking my cock. My head was spinning. Then the door to the booth next to mine opened. I quickly pulled my pants back up. The guy came in and stood in front of the TV screen, dropped in some tokens, and pulled his cock out and started stroking. I was mesmerized by this. I, as usual, couldn't take my eyes off his cock. He was stroking with his left hand. That's why I noticed the wedding band. I tried, but couldn't see his face. I guess he saw me peering through the hole. He started to turn around. Scared that I had been caught staring, I quickly sat back in my chair. I didn't want to get into a fight because I was a damn queer. I mean, this was Texas. I sat there for what felt like hours. Then suddenly he pushed his cock through the hole. I couldn't believe this was happening. I didn't know people did this kind of thing. Here I was, sitting in a dark booth with a cock through the wall. I reached out and grabbed it and started stroking. I couldn't believe I was doing this. With the smell of cum everywhere, my head was spinning. Next thing I know, something took over. I got down on my knees. I was eye level with one of the biggest cocks I've ever seen. I started rubbing it against my lips as I jacked it. I started to get worried about disease, but then I thought back to the wedding band. Slowly, I started opening my mouth, licking the head with my tongue. Next thing I know, I have this cock in my mouth. I was sucking it for all I was worth. All the feelings of discomfort that I experienced in a few awkward meetings were gone. I could finally live out my fantasy, totally anonymous. Since I have never let anyone come in my mouth, I couldn't tell he was getting close. Next thing I know, my mouth was flooded with his cum. I hadn't even tasted cum before. I didn't know what to do, so I held his cock in my mouth. He finally pulled his cock out, zipped up, and walked out. I was left sitting in a booth, mouth full of cum. As soon as I touched my own cock, I exploded. All I did was touch it. I then swallowed what was in my mouth, licked my own cum off my hand. I didn't have a towel, and bolted for the door. I was so embarrassed by what I had done. I let this guy that I didn't even know, not even what he looked like, come in my mouth by sitting in a dirty video store. All I could think about was how dirty I was and how turned on that made me feel. I've grown a bit since then. I still know that I'm straight. I'm comfortable with my fetish. I can now get together face to face with a guy and not feel too uncomfortable. The only requirement is that we both know that he has to be aggressive and we are there for only sex. First scene works well for this. I don't like to talk unless it's dirty. The dirtier the better. I Dream of Sissy by Tyrod Black 998. I'm lying here in bed, naked, and thinking about you. My arm is folded behind my head. My hard body is bathed in the pale moonlight, and my free hand is beneath the blanket and wrapped tightly around my long, thick, hard, uncut spear of meat flesh. I'm so horny. I could stab my pillow, and that's just what I do. Grabbing a small pillow and pressing against the tent pole that lifted the sheet, I rotate my hips as I press up and about the pillow. That's when I see a small shadow just beyond the doorway of the bedroom. My heart rate increases as I imagine you there. I yank back the covers and reveal my black, muscular frame, hard as steel. I put on a show for you as I slowly pull the thin skin below the pre-cum covered crown of my spear. Once again, I rotate my body as I slowly jerk my tool. Pre-cum drips and cascades down it. Still, I can't see you, but I know you're there, and I can see you clearly on the screen of my mind. It intensifies my hunger for your hot flesh. I slide the pillow up and down my cock as I moan softly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Suck it, sissy. Mm-hmm. Suck. Lick it. Taste it. Kiss it. I'm so hot, I'm panting as I moan. Suck it, girlfriend. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Suck it. Lick the veins, too, baby. Make love to my black spear. Clench my fists as I hear your heels as they click on the hard wooden floor. I glance over, and I see you're just as hungry as I am. Your knees wobble as you make your way over to the bed, then climb up and in between my legs. You lift my foot, kiss, and lick my toes. Your pink-colored fingernails lead as you massage your way up my hard body, make a brief stop to grab, strangle, and lick the pre-cum off my spear, and up to my stomach, then hard, dark chocolate chest where you coo and smooch it. You journey up to my shoulders and neck, and then all at once I snatch you into my arms and kiss you with a deep, honest passion so intense that we both moan with an urgent hunger. I wrap my arms around your waist and squeeze my hard biceps as I snatch and pull you harder and harder into me, and take your hand, slide it back down my body, and place it on my steely hard spear. You see what you started? Yes. You see what you do to me? Do you feel how hard that shit is? This is your fault. You made that happen. Now the question is, what do you plan to do about it? I hold my breath and watch as your hands, mouth, lips, tongue make a return trip down the length of me. My body shivers and my spear bounces up with eager anticipation. Oh, yeah. Pretty little sissy. Yeah, slut. Eat it up. Oh, baby. Suck it. Suck it, I moan, and you giggle as you remark. God, you're so hard. So manly, and your chocolate spear tastes so good. As I look down, I realize you're wearing a hot pink fishnet bodysuit, white mules, and your pink hair is slightly covered with a white nurse's cap. Just the sight has my spear twitching and leaking droplets of warm pre-cum. Up and down and all about you go kissing, sucking, licking, and adoring my man spear. I can feel my cum brew as it enters my tool, but I'm not ready to deliver this payload. At least not yet. I slap your face repeatedly. You are such a slut for a big black cock. You're just a cock-loving sissy. Just look at how you're sucking that shit. Damn, you got me so hot. I'm almost ready to shoot and feed you all this hot sperm. You'll like that, wouldn't you? Yes, daddy, I would, but I prefer you make your deposit somewhere else, you giggle. So would I. I reply as I snatch you and force you down on all fours. Pick up a bottle of olive oil and pour it all over your body, then massage it into your skin. Your body glistens and glows from the oil on your skin. I slide my hand beneath you and pinch your nipples and moan like the cock-hungry slut you are. I slide down and about your lower back, and once I reach your booty, I give it a hard, solid slap. I growl like a beast and slap that ass again and again. I see your body trembling from my aggressive actions. I'm going to punish your sexy ass for turning me on so much. I spank that ass until you're crying. Then I slide down between your ass cracks, spread your cheeks wide, and attack your hole with a savage-like hunger. Oh, fuck. Fuck, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, please put it in. Put it in me, you black bastard. Fuck me like a worthless slut, please. I take my time to pry you open my dark lumber, and once I see you push back, I grip your slippery hips tightly and pound with a hot, urgent lust. Oh yeah, sissy. Swallow all this big dick up inside your hungry little hot pink pussy. I see your body convulse and I know I've given you a powerful ass. I feel a chill go through me as I collapse down on top, crushing you with my weight, yet never missing a stroke as I fuck you. Our deep moans of unbridled passion bounce off the walls, and I'm almost scared at how intense our encounter has become. Thoughts of passions, thoughts of yearning, needing, and forever flash across the screen of my mind. But I refocus, grip your shoulders, and lean further down. Lick and bite your neck as I yank you back harder and harder on my still hard spear. I roll us over, and now I'm on my back. My hands grip the sheets as I watch you bounce up and down on my dark lumber, then rotate your hips round and round. You place your hands down on my big, dark, hard chest as you moan so sweetly. I love your dick inside me. Ooh, my strong black daddy, my big dick champion. I love feeling you inside of me. That last line did it, and despite my best efforts, my juice is flowing up my spear and I'm about to burst. I quickly flip you down on your back. I kiss and lick your legs, feet, and toes, and then use your ankles to spread you open for my massive black invasion. I lower myself down on you to kiss your hot pink color lips, then suck your pretty nipples, and they glow brightly beneath the moonlight. I lift up to a front leaning rest position, a push up, and look down on you. My sweat drips down onto your face and you eagerly lick it away with your tongue. My hand wrapped tightly around my spear, flash a look of bad intent as I stare down at you. Your pink cage lady cock looks cute, and I rub my giant black tool against it as I declare, "This is what a real man's dick feels like. Can you feel it, baby? Dick to clit, dick to clit. Oh fuck, fuck me, daddy. Oh god, fuck me, please." Take my time as I slowly stab my spear inside your inch by long, thick, hard inch. Pause midway down once again. Feel my rear as it enters the base of my spear. My only recourse at this point is to collapse into your waiting arms and try to remain as motionless as possible. Feel electrified as your hand slides down between my legs and your fingers massage and press my tight ball sack. Your efforts manage to calm me for a moment. We share a kiss of lustful passion as I slowly stroke in and out of you. Wet pours off of me and down about your face. At this point, you moan loudly. Oh fuck, my prostate is going crazy. Oh fuck, daddy. Da, 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 oh my god, you're my daddy, you're gonna make me come. The moment becomes surreal as you frantically wrap your arms around my shoulders and lock your ankles about my back, holding on for dear life, but also lock me inside you and there's no escape for me. Your mouth kisses and licks my sweaty face, and your hot, hungry pussy squeezes, pulls, yanks, jerks, twists, and sucks at my cock and pushes me well past the point of no return. I yank you so hard I can feel you cry out, but by now my beast is released and there's no escape for you. I feel the heat of my juice as it fires up my hard, fleshy weapon, and all at once spit fires from the crown in long, heavy jet streams, and with each shot released and ejaculated, my body grows numb, and I lay on top of you, winded, exhausted, unable to speak, but in blissful silence. We kiss and hold each other beneath the moonlight as I lift your chin to look in my eyes, as I ask in a deep, sultry voice, "Let's run away together. What do you say to a man who just gave you his time and his babies? Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, my black champion." Well, I hope you enjoy that story. And of course, if you'd like to learn more about me as a mistress, visit my website, wickedashlyn.com. And as always, keep wicked for me.